The scripture reading for today is from Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 52. The healing of the blind Bartimaeus. They came to Jericho, and he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. This is the word of the Lord.
I invite you to pray with me in your hearts. Most holy God, we thank you and we praise you and we worship you on this beautiful day. We thank you for the church, for this body that we can belong to, for this opportunity to come together and to be encouraged and to be challenged by your word. Thank you for this opportunity to lift you up in praise and worship through singing. Thank you for the forgiveness we received in the name of Jesus. Thank you for our children and the wonderful chance to speak to them. And thank you for your word that is relevant, your word that gives life. And I pray that your word will speak to each and every one of us today. So may your spirit, God, open our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes to clearly see today and to receive your message. We pray that you will now speak to us because we are willing and eager to hear your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So if you are like the average American, I'm not saying you're average, okay? But if you're like the average American, you're most likely not very good at calling for help. Because in general, Americans think of asking for help as something you only do in the most dire of circumstances. Maybe it's a guy thing. I don't know, you know, because we don't like to ask for directions. So thank goodness we have GPS these days. And maybe it's not a guy thing. I don't know. But we have become fiercely individualistic, and that makes it hard for us to ask for help. We're much more likely to say, "No, I'm good. I'm good." Instead of saying, "Can you help? Can you help me?" Unless it's an emergency where you need to call in professional helpers like the police or, you know, the fire brigade. It's like when we actually need help, we don't want to inconvenience someone. We don't want to reveal our problem. We don't want to share our weakness with anyone. Before asking for help, we'd rather say, "I got this. I got this." Why is that? Why is that? Maybe it's because we were never taught how to ask for help. Our grandparents were part of a generation that valued hard work and self-sufficiency. And that ethic of self-sufficiency has been passed down to all of us. Maybe it's because we love our independence. And because we love our independence, we love the fact that we don't want to ask for help. I mean, we're more isolated, I think, than ever before, isolated from one another. Not many people go to clubs and to community service organizations or church anymore. We now have the internet, right? And we can pretty much do most things on our own by just tapping on a few keys. We don't need to go to a physical store for a lot of our shopping. We don't need to be present in a classroom to get an education, which means we never have to interact with potentially helpful clerks or professors. Does that conversation sound familiar to you, Vic? We had that on the porch the other day. But in any case, maybe we don't even think to ask. We're so used to this ethic of self-sufficiency that asking for help just never comes to mind. We're so focused on caring for ourselves that we don't even realize when we need help. Or maybe it's just easier to do it ourselves. Like they say, if you want something done right, do it yourself. We don't want to be indebted to anyone. We don't want to be in a position of having to reciprocate someday. Or maybe we're simply too afraid to ask. Because what will that say about me? The fact that I actually need help. I don't want someone to think that I can't do things on my own. So what I'm saying is we're very good at trying to do it ourselves. But maybe we're missing out on the gifts that someone else can give us. And so here in our reading, we have this guy, Bartimaeus. He didn't have any qualms about asking for help. And because he wasn't afraid to ask, what he got in return was a miracle. A miracle. So is that maybe something that we can learn from? What if we set aside our self-sufficiency just for a moment? What if we open ourselves up to the possibility of help? What do you think might happen if we seek out real help and healing from someone else? So Bartimaeus was sitting by the roadside. He was a blind beggar. Jesus just spent some time in Jericho, and now he was leaving town with his disciples, and he was on his way to Jerusalem, and the crowd was following him. And then it says in verse 47, when Bartimaeus heard that Jesus from Nazareth was walking by, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He didn't hesitate. He wasn't embarrassed. He simply called out to Jesus. And the crowd, by the way, thought that this was scandalous behavior on his part. They tried to hush him up. They tried to tell him to be quiet. It's like when we would be mortified to let anyone in public know that we had a problem. And it says many people warned the blind man to be quiet, but he shouted even more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Didn't stop. Continued to ask for help. As a matter of fact, he cried out for help. So what can we learn? What can we learn from this story? What message is there for us today? So I want to share three thoughts with you, okay? Three principles that can help you when you need to call for help. And the first thing you need to do is to name your need. and be open to all possible resolutions. You need to name your need, but as you do it, you also need to be open to other possible resolutions. You need to be receptive to the idea that there may be other solutions as well. Not necessarily what you thought. Maybe not the kind of solution you had in mind. So what happened here with Bartimaeus? He was blind, remember? He was a blind beggar. So really the only hope he had for a productive life was to get his sight back. And he knows his need. He knows what needs to happen. I need to get my eyes fixed so that I can see. But what does he do? The first thing he says to Jesus is not about his blindness. He knows his need, but he doesn't lead with his need for sight, his need to see. He leads with his need to be seen by Jesus. He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Not have mercy on me, a blind man. He says, have mercy on me because I'm a sinner. Not because I'm blind, but because I'm a sinner. I'm a sinful man. So listen closely. Bartimaeus seemed to understand that his vision was not only clouded by cataracts, but also by his own need for spiritual healing. And so he opens himself up to the possibility that his healing might be physical or spiritual, with an outside chance that it might be both physical and spiritual. So do you know when asking for help begins? It begins when you acknowledge that you have a problem. And I think most of us are very good at giving the impression that everything is well in our lives. Everything's fine, you know? And maybe we appear to be fine on the surface. But we all know that there are always needs that are lurking underneath. And believe me, the more we try to hide them, the more insidious and toxic they become. And there are some things we don't have power over. Sin is certainly one of them. And in order to get help, whether it be physical or spiritual, you first have to name it. So that's something you need to really think about. That's something you need to pray about. What need do I need to name? What need in my life do I need to bring to light? Because that's the beginning of actually being helped. And it's what we see with Bartimaeus. And he seems to instinctively know this. Regardless of what's going on with his eyes, he realizes that he's got even bigger problems. And so he prays the original sinner's prayer, "Jesus, have mercy on me." And he knows that Jesus can do something about the things that bind him rather than the things that blind him. And he's eager for whatever help Jesus can give him. Are you as open to the possibility that Jesus can actually help you? That Jesus can heal you? Or maybe that others might help you because they were sent by Jesus. So the first principle, name your need. And the second is to take a leap of faith and ask. Take a leap of faith and ask for help. Let me ask you, do you think that you qualify for help? Because if you don't believe you qualify for help, why would you ask? If you don't think you're eligible or that you merit help, why would you ever ask for help? So Bartimaeus was a blind beggar, but he believed that he was worthy of help. Not because he was a great person, but because he was one of God's children. He was a Jewish man who had been looking for the arrival of the Son of David. He'd been waiting and waiting for the Messiah. And now the Son of David, the Messiah, was actually walking past him. And he called out to help. And so when Jesus heard his cries, he stopped in his tracks. And he said, tell the man to come here. And so they called the blind man, saying, cheer up, get on your feet. Jesus is calling you. And it says the blind man jumped up, left his coat there, and went to Jesus. He responded immediately. He was on his feet at once. And what does he do? He puts himself in a position to receive help. He risks further embarrassment in order to get close to Jesus. What we in effect see is an act of faith. An act of faith. Because you see, the key to getting most anything you need is what? The key is asking. Asking. To take the step to ask. James in the Bible says, you do not have because you do not ask. Ask God for what you need in prayer. Ask others for what you need in person. That's what opens the door to healing and wholeness. And so listen to what Jesus said to Bartimaeus in verse 51. Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? He says, what do you want me to do for you? And Bartimaeus is ready with a reply. He says, Rabbi, I want to see. What do you want me to do for you? Can you imagine Jesus asking you that question? Annette, what do you want me to do for you? Ed, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? What would you say? I mean, what are your deepest needs? What is something you haven't asked Jesus or anyone else to help you with? What will it take for you to take a leap of faith and simply ask for that? Call out for help, believing that you can receive all you need and more. Rabbi, I want to see. I want to see. And here's what Jesus said to Bartimaeus. He says, go. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you and healed you. And you know, faith can make us well too. You may not receive exactly what you want, but you can be sure that Jesus is ready to supply your need. So listen, faith is the catalyst for asking, and asking is the key to healing. But there's one more principle I'd like to share with you, and that is, be grateful, be thankful, be appreciative. One of the keys to asking and receiving help is gratitude. Because you see, when you have an attitude of gratitude, you tend to be less worried about being self-sufficient all the time. Because thankfulness allows you to celebrate what others have done for you. And when you're a thankful person, it's easier to acknowledge your dependence on God, to recognize that you need Him and that you need His help, and to recognize that we actually need each other. So when Bartimaeus received his sight, what was the first thing he did? It says he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. The first thing he did was to follow Jesus down the road to Jerusalem. And we knew what came next for Jesus. He confronted the powers of evil and ended up on a cross. But Bartimaeus is happy to follow, to go along. He's grateful to Jesus for all that he has done. And he follows him. And his gratitude is not merely words, but the actions of a follower. He cannot reciprocate what Jesus had done for him, but he can give his life in response. Listen, you know how good it feels when you've done something for someone else and they actually show you gratitude. When you receive appreciation for when you've done a service for other people. It also feels good to give gratitude, by the way, when someone has done something for you. When you show that you are thankful. When you show appreciation for what someone else has done for you, and it's not about quid pro quo or anything, it's about the simple act of saying, thank you. Thank you. I mean, I really appreciate that. Because when you develop an attitude or a discipline of gratitude, somehow asking for help and giving help becomes a lot easier. I don't know if you remember that cheesy commercial by Lifeline. I mean, it's like an old commercial where the woman falls down and then she speaks into this pendant and she says, "Help, I've fallen, I can't get up." Ever seen that? Remember that? All right. We live in a world that has fallen, a world that can't get up on its own. We've fallen too, you and I. We've fallen. And there are times when we need help to stand again. So name your need. Be open to the fact that there may be solutions you didn't even consider. Take a leap of faith and ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Call for help. And be grateful. Be grateful to God who supplies all our needs. And be thankful for the people who are ready to help us on God's behalf. Amen. Let us pray. Lord our God, it is difficult for us to acknowledge we need help. Why that is, I don't necessarily know, but somehow we are hesitant to call out for help. Your help, other people's help, make us realize that we all have needs and that we all need help and that it's okay. Give us the courage to call out to you for help, to call out to other people for help, to name our needs, what it is that we need help with. Enable us to take that step of faith, to simply ask God to have the humility to come to you and say, God, I need your help. Please help me. And make us grateful. Grateful for all the ways that you help us. Some we recognize, some we don't even see. And make us grateful for one another. Give us the ability to simply say, thank you. I appreciate your help. We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus, who gives sight to the blind, who brings light when there is darkness, who helps when we call upon him. Amen.